For some residents of San Francisco's Bayview District, finding the right place to shop for food has always been a challenge.
So when my cousins and aunties are having trouble finding grocery store, you're trying to have a nice holiday dinner and they keep complaining about not having a grocery store. And I tell them, well, folks, it's coming.
That's San Francisco Supervisor Malia Cohen, whose district includes Bayview. And what's coming is a new supermarket. But it wasn't easy getting this new store into the neighborhood. Nicole Grigg explains.
Stocking your kitchen with fresh produce, meats, vegan staples, and spices, it's part of the weekly routine for so many of us. But when you live in the Bayview, you may have to go to several places to get what you need. There's no full-service grocery store here, so people have to plan and travel and get creative.
We have a whole gamut of different stores we can go to that collectively we get everything we need.
Everything is always crowded and it's just really nowhere to go and shop over here. Super Save is the only store that they have here to shop, and unless you go to Foodsco or go to Safeway.
You know, you would think that a big corporation like Safeway would do something like that, would come closer in to this area population of people.
Like many residents in the Bayview, traveling several miles and taking multiple buses to get to a one-stop shop like Foodsco or Safeway, it's become the norm, especially after Fresh and Easy Supermarket filed for bankruptcy back in 2013 and shut its doors. Since then, the city's been working hard to fill the void.
It's taken about 3 years, a very long time.
That's City Supervisor Malia Cohen. She's heard many excuses as to why retailers didn't want to move into this particular location.
The mayor and I joined in penning a letter to over 180 retailers. And we reached out to many people as far as Atlanta, but there was no takers.
The list of 180 retailers included places like Target, Whole Foods, Foodsco, and many more. They all said no.
And let's be clear, Safeway turned us down on multiple occasions.
What did they say? It's a lie.
They said thank you, but no thank you. We're interested in another development, the one in the Shipyard. That conversation didn't last long. It was really offensive. And so I made a personal commitment to really not spend time with companies or entities that couldn't see the value of being in the Bayview community and didn't understand that they were walking into a wonderful opportunity, that they were not doing any favors to us by coming in, that we were doing them a favor by allowing them to come into the community.
So stores do want to move in, but Cohen says they're more drawn to the new developments, like the $7 billion project underway at the Navy shipyard at the waterfront. But for Cohen, the resistance didn't make economic sense, especially since a grocery store is needed right now.
Because when you look at the numbers, the amount of disposable income, the fact that there is zero to very little competition, you would think one would be attracted to come set up shop and do business in the neighborhood.
Another reason Cohen thinks it's been so hard to get a grocer here is the demographics of this working class neighborhood, populated mostly with people of color.
I think that there is a certain level of prejudice that still exists when people think about the Bayview community. They don't see it as the alive and thriving community that I see it as well as the neighbors.
Back on 3rd Street, renovation is in the air. The T line runs right through this busy area, connecting the neighborhood's mix of family homes, restaurants, new businesses, and apartment complexes. The historic Bayview Opera House has been restored. Houses in the area are selling at record-breaking prices. And finally, a new market, Duck Lloyd Pantry, is moving in.
A Duck Lloyd means is ethical earnings, and this is the third generation, from my grandpa to my dad, and now passing to me.
Howard Ngo is a small business owner. He and his wife own another supermarket in the Mission District. The city offered a $250,000 grant and helped the family business secure a $4.1 million loan to build in this new space. The name, Duck Loy, is not well known like an Albertsons or a Whole Foods. In fact, some wonder whether it will be able to offer the community what they actually want, like foods that are staples for the diverse kitchens in this area. After all, the Bayview is one-third African-American, nearly one-third Asian, and about 25% Latino.
So we're going to make sure all kind of level, whether Latino, whether Asians, or whether African-Americans, when they step in my store, they have something for them, ready for them.
He says he'll also have a suggestion box so customers can request items too. And he's betting that his new employees will be his ambassadors, since the majority of them live in the Bayview.
And I especially hire the neighbor employee, such as you just say, African Americans, and they's got to support me, and then I will work with them, and then we will gradually increase whatever the neighbor needs for grocery or for food.
But wait. Many residents were hoping for a major commercial chain to move in. So will people even go to a local market with an unfamiliar name like Duck Loy? Gloria Hall says,
I'm not familiar with that, just my first hearing, so I will give it a chance to see what it's like.
Howard thinks there are ways to get people familiar with the new name in the neighborhood. His children are in charge of marketing and neighborhood outreach. Vivian Zhu, Howard's soon-to-be daughter-in-law, attends community meetings to ask residents what they'd like in the new store.
They ask us if we're going to have fresh produce. It seems to be a pretty big deal, fresh produce, so of course we will. They also asked if we're going to have a full-service meat counter, which we are. And they also wanted us to not carry too much pre-packaged stuff.
Vivian also says they'll have a hot food counter and Pete's Coffee is moving in too. But having access to fresh food options without having to travel for miles, it's a big deal for Bayview residents. I asked Supervisor Cohen to explain the current food climate.
Pre-Duck Loy, let me tell you, we are making lemons out of lemonade, if you will. So you've got the Super Save, right? And they have done the best of their ability to reconfigure their store so that they are selling healthier food options. So there are about 13 liquor stores in the Bayview neighborhood. There are four of them that made a commitment to the community through partnership with an organization called CIFA. It's the Southeast Food Access. This network of community organizations and people just saying, hey, look, enough is enough. If we show you how you can reconfigure your liquor store to sell fruits and vegetables, will you do it? And they said yes.
After an arduous battle to negotiate the opening of this grocery store, the question remains, will Duck Loy be successful? I asked some Bayview shoppers if this might become their new go-to market.
I don't know anything about it, but I would definitely go pay it a visit. Yes, sure. Why not? We need something like this in our neighborhood. We're the last place that get the investment like that, so sure.
It would do me some good, because then it keeps me from traveling, changing from bus to bus, carrying bags, when I could just get on one bus, go shopping, get back on the same bus, back home.
Duck Loy, I give them all the props in the world for making that kind of move, coming into the community, making an imprint on making it better nutritional-wise for our community. And I believe that a lot of folks would shop there.
For Cross Currents, I'm Nicole Grigg.